transmission.
Ping pong. Oh, once again, it's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe, and today we're having another budget nature adventure because I am on a very severe budget. So I'm walking through the forest. What else is new? I'm having a fun time. It's a lovely day. It's a bit warm, but it's kind of breezy, so it doesn't seem too bad as of yet. It's partly cloudy. The wind is blowing clouds in front of the sun from time to time. So, it's pretty tolerable. I heard a noise, and it might have just been the wind breaking off a branch of a tree, or it might have been some large dude stomping around in here, something like a deer. I don't smell any deer, but then again, the wind is at my back at this point. So we're flying blind. I am at Herrenhaven, and as I walk by the little sub pond, I can see a couple massive thug type frogs. They're just sitting there looking thuggish. So let's head out onto the water, see what we can find out here today. It is really windy out here on the water. In fact, it's way too windy to be out here. So we're turning around. We're going to head into the forest here by way of the sub pond. Check out some of these thug frogs. Hey, thuggy. Yeah, and I've got tracks in the mud here. Looks like raccoon tracks. And you know how much I love raccoons. What do I smell? Do I smell fox? Yeah, I'm definitely smelling something. But it's faint. The wind is weird. It's either fox or deer. Not a lot of dudes around. You know, other than the frogs, of course. There wasn't anything out on the water. All I could see was a single frog on a log. I have a slight headache developing in the back of my head, which is usually some kind of indicator of pressure drop. That would be atmospheric pressure drop, of course. I'm heading out to the wall blind here to see if we can see anything in the billabong. And no, there is nothing in the billabong. So we're going to turn right around, head out to the big blind. The only good thing about this kind of wind is that it tends to blow the bugs away. So that's nice. I'm not, you know, walking through clouds of bugs, and I have yet to be bitten by a mosquito. As I cross over this footbridge that overlooks the snapper reproduction pond, I can see that duck with her four ducklings sitting out there on a log. They're taking a little duck break. They just work here. And now I'm heading out to the blind. And as I walk into the blind, what can we see out there today? Nothing. Not a thing. I don't even see any geese. Where are the geese? Well, I suppose they could be hiding around there, but there's no geese on Goose Island. I don't see any herons or anything. How are there no geese here? I can hear lots of splashy, slurpy noises. Stick my head out here. There's not even any turtles on the tree that has fallen into the water. This is weird. Okay. Well, there's nothing here today. Where all the dudes are, nobody knows. So let's just go up into the loop. The other good thing about windy days like this is there tends to be a lot fewer spider webs. Because if you're the first person to walk through here on any given day, you're going to walk through a lot of webs. And a lot of them are annoyingly right at face height. So, you know, you get a lot of face full of spider webs. So now I'm walking up through the loop, and we walk by our little scarlet cup mushrooms, and we wave at them, say, hi, hi, mushrooms. Oh, here's a blue jay just hanging out in this little branch above my head. Hey, buddy. Oh, I thought he was ignoring me. No, another one just flew up, and they're going to have some kind of blue jay argument now. As I come down the loop path, I can see back out onto the pond, and I can see those duckies sitting on a log again. I hope I can get by them without spooking them. Because even though they're, I don't know, 80 yards away, they could still freak out. The mommy's starting to panic. She's looking back and forth. But now I'm out of sight. All right. So, hopefully those guys will sit out there for a little while longer. And the only reason I say that is I noticed somebody else was walking around in here with one of those giant lens cameras. I have mixed opinions. I mean, look how big my lens is. No, look how big my camera lens is. Yeah, you guys drive Escalades too, don't you? What are you guys trying to compensate for? Or should I say overcompensate for? I can't imagine. Anyway, that's why you don't see me with those giant lenses. Why? Because I have an incredible head of hair. I have an IQ over 120, well in excess. And I was not going to mention the third thing, but needless to say, I've got nothing to overcompensate for, let alone find any compensation whatsoever. My advice to people who feel like they need to drive Escalades, you know, just get over yourself. What you drive does not make you awesome. And if your life is so vacant, so shallow that it does, man, you got other problems. Maybe that money would be better spent on a psychiatrist and or therapist. But who am I to say? I'm walking out of the back 40 now, over the land bridge. I got the billabong on my right. I got the sub pond on my left. And you know what? I don't want to say I'm bored, but this just isn't doing it for me today. But being right here, now in the cut, I can see something in the grass of mohals. What is... Oh. First I thought it was motties, baby motts, and I thought, oh, are those goslings? No, it's just two mourning doves rooting around. All right, you know what? I'm heading out of here. And as we walk out of the main part of the forest here, I'm coming up here by the bocage to check out some mushrooms. I thought maybe they're puffs. No, they are scaly cap. Caprinus, a very big flush. That's very cool. I'm not going to take a picture. I'm also checking out these little holes and some of these motty places. Not seeing much of anything. Boy, this is an uneventful day so far. And now I'm standing in front of the shed. And I don't see, well, spoke too soon, I was going to say, I don't see any signs of baby motties. And then one little guy stuck his little face around. I could see a nose and an eyeball. I wonder if I should sit here for a while and wait for baby motties to come out. should I? Nah, you know what? I kind of don't feel like it. It's a little bit too warm. Let's get back in the car and go somewhere. Through the magic of radio, in 3 seconds, I will be elsewhere. Count with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am, standing in my grocery store. I'm in, they used to number the aisles, but now I guess I'm in aisle 3. And I think I want one of these things. You know what the funny thing is while I was driving over here, I actually saw a marmot. He was just sort of grazing by a fence. He was chomping on the grass, being a good mutty. I did not stop. I was driving. There was traffic behind me. So I just waved. I don't think he could hear me. I was like, hey, mutty! But I didn't have my windows rolled down because it's kind of hot and I had to have the air conditioner on. So I'm now standing in front of all of the soda imported from Mexico. So I will not drink domestic soda. Oh yes, and here's what I'm looking for. 2 bottles of Sangria Seno Real. So delicious. Do I need some Yaritos? No, I don't. That's odd. I just walked by a woman who had like a sports jersey on. It was number 10. And the name on it, I was under the impression that it was her name, was Hasenjäger, which is German, of course, for rabbit hunter. And I actually know some people named Hasenjäger. I wonder if this is the wife of Steve, or a family member of Steve, one of my car mechanics. Last night at about 2:30 a.m. local time, I had a very bizarre craving for pepperoni, and not the crappy stuff, the good stuff. So here I am, picking up a package of Volpi. What am I going to do with this pepperoni? I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I might make a sandwich. Sure as hell not making a pizza. And of course, no trip to the grocery store would be complete without checking out the donuts. And it looks like I've gotten lucky. They do not have any of the donuts that I like. So I will not be buying donuts today. I like donuts, but that doesn't mean I should be eating them all the time, now does it? Oh yeah. It also occurred to me that I want bagels. Had a strange cravings last night. Dying for bagels, and of course, I didn't have any. So I'm gonna go look at the bagel selection today. See what we can find. And of course, it looks horrible, and I'm not even that close yet. Oh wait, we might get lucky here. Gracias Los. Yes, okay, so it looks like we're gonna get a couple of bagels here today. So, 2 bagels for me, and I just wanted the plain ones, and I think I'm gonna pick up a little thing of cream cheese, which I can eat in small quantities on a good day. So, where are we at here? What else do I need? Oh, applesauce. Need the giant thing of applesauce. And as I walk down this aisle, I'm gonna grab a bag of this generic Ultra Bold Chex Mix. Throw that in there. And then we're gonna go over to the tea aisle. Not the normal tea aisle, we gotta go to the Tobe tea aisle. Here we go, here's my tea. And I can't take it off the counter because I didn't face it correctly. Here it is. Whew. My organic black and green Earl Grey. All right, do I have everything I want? I got some bagels, I got applesauce, I got pepperoni, I got my sausage for breakfast. I got 2 bottles of Sangria Seno Real. And I got the cream cheese, and I guess that's probably about all we need today. I think I'm done. I don't think I could carry anymore anyway. Let's see if we can find a cashier here. Where are the cashiers today? Good Lord. And nobody in Express. Oh, maybe we do have an Express.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm all right.
How many donuts are there?
Two, and they're bagels if it really makes any difference.
Oh, it doesn't for me. They're the same price. And all we do is ring them up as a
same SKU. Different day. Yo comprendo.
I'm guessing. I don't even know what that means. I took German in high school.
Excellent. I wish I would have. Because I'm finding that I need to know more German now than I ever have.
Really? May I ask what for?
I just. Just the weirdness that my life gets into. I watch a lot of football. I mean, soccer. So I need to know a lot of German. That's also how I learned Spanish, by watching football.
It's gonna be 36-47 today. Is plastic alright?
Plastic is acceptable.
Alright. Do you want the donuts or bagels left out?
Nah, throw them in. Thank you. Where's my keys? Here they are.
Picked up someone over it, sir.
There you go.
Thank you. And we are out of here. Here's some lovely flowers and some calla lilies. What are these other flowers? They don't even look real. Alright, I got my coat, I got my keys, I got my head down to my lungs and move my feet. Wandering through the vestibule. Oh, it's sunny and bright and I don't have my sunglasses on, but that's okay. I'm only 20 meters from my car. We're gonna jump in my car and we're gonna go home. So we're gonna perform a little more radio magic here. On the count of 3, 3, 2, 1, 0. We're back in the studio, obviously. I've unloaded my groceries and I put them away already. And I thought you probably wouldn't be real excited to hear that, so I did it without you. I hope you're not offended. When I got back down here in the studio, I flipped on the old computer and I was in comm. And MJT, our very own DJ Barnacle, was in comm, and he asked me, how did you get into this weird marmot obsession that you have anyway? How did that come about? What is the source of your fascination for marmots? He said, you need to give us the origin story. So, okay, here it is. This is how I got obsessed with marmots. One spring evening, it was probably around 6 or 7 p.m. local time, back when I was around 12 years old, give or take a year or so, my dad and I were driving back from soccer practice. And as we got close to home, we have to drive on this street that borders a creek. And so we were turning off Blondo Street onto Coal Creek Drive. We know at this point we're not even two blocks away from my house. And as we were making the turn, I noticed some kind of animal just standing on the corner. And this animal was huge. It was 3 feet tall or taller. And it was sort of sitting back on its haunches, kind of standing up and just, it wasn't 3 feet away from the road, and it was just standing there. Just standing there, doing nothing, just staring at cars driving by. And my dad and I were in his Mustang, a 64 and a half Ford Mustang. You know, it's a sports car, so you're sitting low in it. And this thing was up on the curb, and it was taller than us sitting in the car. It was that big. And I was flabbergasted because this thing was huge and I didn't know what it was. And I'm just looking at it going, what the hell? And as we drove past it, my dad turns to me and he goes, did you see that? And I said, what, that huge animal, whatever the hell that thing was? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I saw it. What is that thing? And we were kind of freaking out and laughing about it. And so when we got home, we were telling my brother and my mom what we saw. And it was very mysterious. And we were laughing. And it was like, well, what is this thing? And I remember thinking, you know, geez, we're trying to figure it out. I eventually came to the conclusion that, oh, maybe it was a woodchuck. And so I think I remember looking up woodchuck in an old set of encyclopedias. And yeah, there's a picture of it and some description of where it lives. You know, we found it right by a creek where they're going to live and all that. And so we figured out that, yeah, this is in fact a woodchuck, also known as a groundhog, also known as a whistle pig, the Latin binomial name being Marmota monax. It was a marmot. And it was a huge one. And this thing was so big that in the spirit of cryptozoology, I decided to call it Big Chuck. Kind of like Bigfoot, but a woodchuck. And so I started telling my friends all about Big Chuck. And as it evolved, I started embellishing on the story a little bit. And we kind of started this joke, funny rumor that, yeah, we had this cryptozoological animal running around in our neighborhood called Big Chuck. And it was a running joke between me and my friends for a long time. And that was essentially the beginning of my interest in marmots. And I didn't really go crazy after that. I just thought, okay, that thing was cool and, you know, but I was still young. I still had to go to school and I still had little kid life to deal with. So I really didn't follow up on my marmot interest in any way. But, you know, I didn't go out looking for them like I do now. But every once in a while I would see one accidentally and I'd say, wow, there's one of those marmots. Dang, those things are so cool. And then we sort of have to fast forward a few years. And this would have been up until about 12 years ago. 11 or 12 years ago, I lived in this apartment that was by another creek, by the Papio Creek, as a matter of fact. And there was a lot of marmots down there. And, you know, I would occasionally go into this park that was across the street from my apartment complex that was also bordering the creek. And I would walk along this bike path that runs through there. And I would occasionally see marmots running around on the banks of this creek. And so, you know, I was like, yeah, this is really fun. And, I sure love those marmots. I should study them up. And then, yeah, I had a friend at the time, too, who saw me with this, and she was like, oh, yeah, those guys are awesome. Marmots are cool, and I love marmots. And so then I sort of got more intensely interested in marmots. But the real intensity didn't start until a couple years after that, 2 or 3 years after that, when I moved into this house that I'm in. And basically what happened was one day shortly after I moved into this house, I was driving around and, you know, since I live in the neighborhood of Herrenhaven, I was always driving by Herrenhaven, but I didn't know it was Herrenhaven at the time. And one day when I didn't have anything to do, I just thought, you know, I'm going to go in there and see what this place is. So I drove around and figured out how to get into the place and parked my car, and I started walking around, and while I'm in there, you know, of course, what do I see? I see a marmot running around. I'm like, wow, marmots! And that's about when I went marmot crazy, because I was like, wow, this is just the coolest animal. This is just the coolest place. Marmots are just hanging out. You can come in here and see them whenever you want. This is the coolest thing ever. And that was basically the start of my obsession, because then I started going to Herrenhaven. I don't know if it was quite daily at that point, but needless to say, within a month or two of me discovering Herrenhaven, I was going there every single day. And I was looking for marmots. That's when I started thinking, yeah, these marmots are so cool. I'm going to take pictures of them. I'm just going to hang out and learn all about them and watch their behavior and see what marmots are all about. And boy, on that particular year, there were a lot of marmots in Herrenhaven. And so I was having a grand old time. And then I, of course, thought, well, you know, if there's marmots here, then there's probably marmots around here. So I started going to all the places that are in the same creek valley, like Tranquility Park and the OPPD Arboretum. And I kept finding more and more marmots. And that's when I fell in love or whatever. And I started, that's when I really, the obsession took hold. And ever since then, boy, if the weather's warm enough, I am out looking for these guys. Why do I think they are so cool? I don't know exactly. I don't know if I can put into words what I find to be so interesting about a marmot. Part of it, I know, is just the fact that this animal lives among us in rural areas, in urban areas, in suburban areas. These guys are everywhere, and you don't really notice them. Most people I know, you know, they don't even know what you're talking about. You know, you say, oh, I love marmots. What's a marmot? You know, a woodchuck. Oh, do we have those around here? I've never seen one. And that blows my mind. How can you not see one? These things are everywhere. But then again, if you're not looking for them, maybe you won't see them, because it took one standing up on a corner, on a street corner, for me to notice. So I imagine other people just aren't noticing them, you know, because if you're driving, you're paying attention to driving. You're not looking off on the side of the road to where marmots might be. I see marmots all the time, but then again, I am looking for them, and I know where to look for them. And so that's kind of my fascination. Here's this animal, and it's a mighty big animal. And technically, yeah, it's in the squirrel family, and everybody has seen a squirrel running up and down their trees and all this stuff. But, you know, here's these big, huge squirrels, these big mammals, these giant rodents, and they're all over the place, but nobody seems to notice. And other than that, I can't really tell you what my fascination with them is. I think they're cute. You know, I like cute animals, but I think a lot of animals are cute, and I'm not particularly obsessed with any other particular animals, except, you know, like cats. But I don't know, marmots just sort of became my thing. And so, yeah, for like at least the last 10 years now, that's what I've been doing. Spotting marmots, it's kind of my thing. It's basically my excuse for going outside. I can't stay indoors too long. I'll go, you know, stir crazy. I get cabin fever. So, you know, it's like, oh, I gotta go outside. What am I gonna do? Oh, I know. I'll look for motts. And, you know, motts sort of led to mushrooms and vice versa. And I've noticed, hey, places that are good for marmots are also good for mushrooms. What a coincidence. And so that's basically why I'm obsessed with marmots. If I even knew any more, I'd tell you, but I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to do. Right now, though, I got to say bye-bye. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.